This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he will travel to Washington, D.C. next month to testify before Congress. The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform has called on Johnson and the mayors of three other cities to testify as part of an investigation into sanctuary cities. Chicago's sanctuary city status prohibits local police from helping with federal immigration enforcement, including detaining a person solely for being undocumented. But it does not require them to resist federal legal orders, such as arrest warrants for undocumented immigrants. The hearing is scheduled for March 5th. Chicago attorneys say they are exploring what appears to be violations of the Fourth Amendment during recent immigration raids across the region. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports videos circulating online show U.S. Marshals and other federal agents forcefully trying to get inside people's homes and then using intimidating tactics before arresting immigrants. Diana Rashad works with the National Immigrant Justice Center and is working with 20 individuals who were recently arrested.
There hasn't been a single instance where the officers showed a judicial warrant.
That's a type of warrant the law requires to go inside a person's home.
If they had anything, it's administrative warrants that are not compliant with the Fourth Amendment.
Attorneys say they're also exploring the legality of deputizing untrained federal agents. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says he and attorneys general from New York and the District of Columbia have reached a settlement with the National Women's Soccer League over allegations of sexual misconduct. The settlement requires the NWSL to set up a $5 million fund to compensate players who were abused. Raoul says complaints against former Chicago Red Stars coach Rory Dames go back as far as 2014. The joint investigation from the attorneys general was launched in 2022.
Today marks the first time these players receive a commitment that there are procedures in place to ensure this abuse does not happen again. I commend all of the players who spoke up and knowing that you would face retaliation.
The attorneys general will also be able to oversee NWSL guidelines that are intended to protect players. And today marks 100 years since the infamous man-eating lions of Tsavo were included in the collection at the Field Museum. The story of the lions was the main plot of the 1996 movie entitled The Ghost and the Darkness. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports scientists continue to research the male lion's diet and why the lions got an appetite for humans, since lions don't usually prey on people. Researcher Julian Kerbis-Petterhans says the lion's story is not sensationalized. It's true.
Not only did they kill over 30 people that we can document in 1898, but the guy that finally killed them, he documented everything in his diary, and he also took photographs.
Last year, Kerbis and Thomas Noski co-authored a study that looked at the DNA in the lion's broken teeth, proving they preyed on humans. Weather, a winter weather advisory tonight for northern Illinois and Indiana. Some freezing rain, some freezing drizzle, some snow, so a wintry mix. You might see a little bit of a coating of ice accumulation. Roads and especially bridges and overpasses will likely become slick and hazardous. And then tomorrow, gradually becoming sunny, breezy, a high in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening. Thank you.